I've been thinking a fair bit about how changing our perspective seems to literally change the world. It's one of those truly amazing features of reality that has never really ceased to amaze me. I don't always remember that I need to change my perspective to have the world change its form, but whenever I drag myself to seeing things anew, everything around that viewpoint likewise changes. Amazing. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Wayne Dyer. That sentence was one that Wayne said to audiences countless times. It is one of the hallmarks of his teachings, in my opinion, because it so neatly encapsulates one of the most profound lessons of the universe in a mere 15 words. The profundity of the statement and its brevity are sheer genius, and yet one can ponder the ramifications of its meaning for years. In a similar vein is an extremely unique healing modality known as self-identity Ho'oponopono. The gist of this particular modality is that practitioners work entirely on themselves, not their clients. This is a beautiful and utterly simple technique that enables us to clear our energetic self of unresolved issues that are carried with us in emotional and cellular memory. According to Dr. Hugh Len, creator of self-identity Ho'oponopono, our physical world is an expression of memories that constantly replay. If you're unfamiliar with self-identity Ho'oponopono, the technique is simple. I love you. This part deals with our unresolved memories. The you here can be yourself or it can be another person. It doesn't matter whether you consciously know what memory is being cleared. Your spirit and body assuredly do. I'm sorry. We say this to acknowledge our role in creating the memory that is causing us trouble. Please forgive me. This asks for forgiveness for the trouble caused, both to self and others. Thank you. In this last part, we ask that the unresolved energies of these memories be neutralized and then released. We express our gratitude for the healing and acknowledge our connection with divine intelligence. It's okay and useful to mix up the order of those steps. You may feel drawn to a particular order when working on specific issues, so you should honor that. If you don't know or don't have a preference, use the order that is specified here. You can use these steps as a continuous mantra during meditation. One of the fascinating ramifications here is that all healing is self-healing. I haven't quite wrapped my head around this yet, but I'm working on it. In the meantime, know that if you're meditating, you're changing yourself. If you meditate with an external idea in mind, for example, healing the planet, one might expect that the planet will become a better place for it. It's certainly worth a try. Much love. Train.